Us tech critics bring a lot of gadgets with us when we travel. How many? I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech. I recently posed that question to my fellow tech critics, Joanna Stern and Jeffrey Fowler from The Wall Street Journal. What do we travel with? Take a listen. My bag has iPhone charger, Android charger, one of those plugs that go into the wall at a hotel room with three outlets on it that will also do USB.
That's what I usually travel with, the 4-port Anker charger. That's my savior. Actually, that one might be my gadget of the year. I recommended that. Okay. That's going in the holiday guide.
I bring a power strip because I got so much stuff. And on the camera front, I don't always have space in my bag for a full SLR. So it is a gadget that came out last year, but I still love it. The DX01 plugs into the base of an iPhone. If you're going to a conference or you're live blogging an event, it's just a great way to get really high quality photos in a tiny, tiny shape.
I bring the Sony RX10 too because I get the 200 millimeter lens at your conference here. I can get great close-ups.
So I brought my Gear 360 from Samsung. We should take a group selfie after this is over. That's definitely a way because people love looking at those shots on Facebook and other places. That's one of the great things about that tech is you don't have to have the VR headset or the rig to really enjoy and experience the 360. So that usually comes with me, which means a Samsung phone also comes with me. We were joking that these days we really don't travel with fewer than 3 or 4 phones at any given time. But that's because we're gadget reviewers.
Yeah. And I have a mini tripod in my bag too. What else do you have?
I never go really any place without my laptop. I'm still addicted to my MacBook.
Of course.
This is one of these dividing lines between me and Joanna. She is the laptop queen. I don't really use a laptop. All my stuff lives in the cloud. So when I'm at the office or I'm at home, I use a big desktop computer with a giant screen.
He doesn't know how to use computers.
I don't leave the house without the MacBook Pro. It's with me at all times. I don't know about you, but I have to use a computer to connect to the USA Today system. So I need the laptop.
And I'm a little spoiled in that regard. But I need to move away from it. And I did use the iPad Pro. I took it on vacation this year and left the laptop at home. But I have this like anxiety if I have an important email or something, I just like want to get that out and not write it on the phone. I've gotten better, but it's like my Prozac.
Photo editing, video editing, I need the laptop.
Yeah,
I love photo editing, but that's when I need that big screen. Doing photo editing with Lightroom on any kind of laptop screen makes me like scrunch up my shoulders and feel like a very stressed out person. Give me a big screen and I'm a happy man.
I have a big screen too, but I do a lot of remote videos. So yeah. So on that note, thanks guys. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech, one of the many podcasts in the USA Today podcasting network. You can listen to shows like Talking Tech, Cup of Politics, and I Tell My Husband the News every day here on Stitcher and iTunes.